schedule here. I've got something that might tickle your ear. It's about a little girl you know as Mr. Free, and how she embarked on an incredible journey. As a little girl, content was for my own. Never much of us understood what I was shown. Till my parents moved my budding body to big city. Sneaking eyes from white boys, whisper words like pretty. Dressed my neck in pretty white, fake diamond by the dazzle light. That dress for me to show, watch me fight to keep it on so. Cause day raping white eyes, they call it puppy love. In other words, the leader of the pack has been jeweled down. The leader of the pack has been jeweled down. But on my street you got me going flat. Some newbie only set me up in debt. I'm busy getting that radio, my steady crazy rock and roll. I feel it so dark, I can't control. I'll show you what I do. I bring myself into, I bring all my love to see my goo. I bring all my love to see my goo. Be all my love and see my. Be all my love and see my crew. You are my sisters. You're my gay brother. You are my sister. You're my gay brother. You are my sister. You're my gay brother. You are my sister. You're my gay brother.
I would.
not by you or anyone that you. I would want you while you're sleeping. Make you that you want me enough. Convince that I have a fantasy as I live my own through you. Convince your life that's true in my heart and act like I'm innocent. And act like I'm innocent. And act like I'm innocent. Yeah. Around the bend, and somehow Michael Stone. If you see Mr. Fruit, you really better watch out because you're gonna get poked. Look at here. Here he comes. He's coming. Searching for a line when it's been my time. Back to blinds with locked on signs. Both our fools are all their dreams. Tight jeans. Where I lose the same dreams twice. Fuck, I know I've seen them all. A spook that speaks alone in the white. Suits cold and quick to put up all. It seems easy, but not friend.
Trust me.
You're not gonna wanna be here tonight. Sunset streaming on side of the street. There's a dance going girls for fucking beats. Back at you with your reckless groove. Lock you down so you can't move. Sweat drips down like a drain on live in the overpacked dance hall. The broken side of the man with a knife revolves around the disc of ball. Let me see before he makes it free. Not your scene, then you can't wait. You can join the team. My last girl, she took her from my home. She ripped out my heart and took it to the bone. Ain't got no soul, come on, leave me alone. Damn blood, knives, on all your father's wives. Yes. No, thank you, darling. It seems easy, but my friend, trust me. If you lose the beat, you're gonna lose your.
You're listening to Locals Only here on 91.3 FM, KXCI Tucson. My name is Don Jennings, and we are here in the second hour of our show when we feature a performance and interview recorded in Studio 2A. And my guest here tonight, Mr. Free and the Satellite Freakout. Thanks for coming down tonight, you guys.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
First things first, Dimitri.
Yeah.
Introduce the members of the ensemble here tonight.
Okay. All right, well, we got myself, Mr. Free, and I have over here. My long lifetime living companion and cousin, Miles Bartlett.
Hello.
Plays guitar. Very, very decently, I would say. And over here we have Mr. Nicholas. Nicholas Letson.
We all just met.
Yeah, we
outside.
All just. This is kind of awkward for us. We actually did kind of just. We convened outside and we're like, all right, we got to put this band together. Let's make it look good for Don Solo. But seriously, Nick Letson plays bass and keyboards, and he's a brilliant man, brilliant songwriter, very funny guy, very charming. People like him. Ben Schneider, the lovely Ben Schneider, on drums. He's a very sexy man. Can I say sexy man?
Yeah. We wasted no time in just having this whole interview devolve into who knows what. Something sexual.
Something sexual.
Which, you know, with your band should come as no surprise
right.
to anybody.
We're a very sexual band. We're not very sexual people. Real people, not so sexy, radio. Something like that.
So how did this ensemble come together? How long have you guys been performing under this moniker or maybe any other?
Under the moniker, it was kind of just, I mean, me and Dimitri were in a band called Omron in our high school days.
Yeah.
And then that band kind of fell apart and then reformed with me and Dimitri, our friends Alex and Seiji.
Yeah, a lot of those songs have sort of stuck.
And yeah, we've got like two or three, maybe four songs from back in those days, and we were playing under the name Mr. Free and the Satellite Freakout then.
Yeah. We also had a band prior to this as young chillin', Stickler.
Stickler? Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, Stickler. We have a pretty sweet bootleg copy of that recording somewhere.
But anyway, the name Mr. Free, we've gotten several bass players passing through. And then for a while, Ben was playing second guitar with us. And we had a different drummer, our friend Seiji, but he left to New York, and Ben decided to become a drummer, and he did pretty well, I'd say.
Good.
Yeah. Actually, several of the tracks on the CD are done by different musicians, like different drummers, and switched around.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we play them all
band,
now in a different... Yeah.
Yeah, I had a couple stand-ins as well, which was weird, say the least.
But we've been performing as this concoction of the group for about a year and a half, close to 2 years.
Not even.
I don't know.
At least a year and
a half. It's all been a blur.
Yeah.
We don't even really remember the first tour,
like
Nick and I.
But I'd say this definitely feels like the way this band should be.
It's the way it's meant to be.
Well, in that span of time, you guys have really made a name for yourselves in the local scene. We're kind of behind the curve because when this performance airs, your CD release party will have happened this past weekend over at Plush. But tell me about the recording. Who did you work with on the recording of the album? And
mainly we worked with a friend of ours, Andy, who's an awesome guy.
I don't think any of us know his last name.
I don't know. Andy.
Otherwise, we'd really like Andy, to throw that out there and help you out with your recording.
He's my roommate. And I don't even know his last name.
You gotta see it.
He's Andy. He's from Virginia.
Yeah, he likes whiskey.
He doesn't have a last name.
He doesn't.
Yeah,
he
he's
never
from
had
Virginia.
One, never to begin with.
He's just like Madonna or Cher.
Yeah, only sexier. Though you can probably tell from our shows, I love Madonna a lot. And, I'm not wearing my Madonna shirt, but I was wearing it earlier today.
They don't know that.
They don't know that? Yeah. You can't tell? You don't see a little tinge of Madonna there? I like Cher, too, but I just think Cher would win in, like, a fist fight.
Cage match.
Yeah, and she drives a motorcycle and is, like, all around generally badass. But, you know, Madonna, I mean, come on. I'm Burning Up For Your Love is a kick-ass song. And though, you know, Cher has had a hit in every decade that she started.
That's pretty impressive.
Though probably Madonna, too. What can you really
say?
Though I don't like blondes, but I love Madonna. We're getting off topic, though, really.
Yeah. So back to the CD, then. You made reference to the fact that different people other than this lineup have actually appeared
on
the CD.
Well, any of those recordings, anything that wasn't done with Andy is... Or yeah, any of the recordings where any other musicians other than the people here in this room played were recorded by
us
at home on the computers in this wonderful modern world of ours.
Mm-hmm. Modern. So then how long was the CD in the making?
It's really never done.
Yeah.
We just kind of...
You finally decided you needed a release party.
Yeah. Well, actually...
I think the whole thing was just that we wanted to, like, headline at Plush.
Yeah, and it was kind of
this is going to happen, really. This is going to happen after the show, really. We don't
yeah, I kind of heard, like, not too long ago, yeah, you got the CD release party. I'm like, what CD? What? CD? What? What are you talking about? What CD? And it was kind of, you know, it was a little confusing. But that's sort of how all of our... shows sort of get put together. None of us really know where or when it is, or we'll know maybe one or the other. We all know just enough for it to get sort of put together.
We collect the information and then
it somehow comes together.
Well, how about we get to some stuff live here in Studio 2A?
Right on.
Good plan. All right, Mr. Free and the Satellite Freakout, recorded live on Locals Only on KXCI. Oh,
tried to get me on. Well, I am lost, but somehow speechless. Super good things brought summer to you. I am lost, but somehow speechless. Super good things brought summer to you. You tried to get me on. You tried to get me on. The coming soul, she's just desperate for attention. Brought myself to the face in the mirror. Now all I gotta do is 1, 2, 3, a 7 riot. Riot, horror. Alright. It was erected in time. I'm a survivor. With my knife is in my gun. Got picked up by the woman who will come. See why I'm taking strong before you my lips. See why I'm taking strong before you my lips. Lips like a pills. It was a record in time, I'm under a reminder. My knife is in my gun. You got me just like the woman that we come. When you come around, you get me on my gun to say. Oh, and I feel the pieces in my pocket of ice. Do I take his gun and put through my lips? Do I take his gun and put through my lips? Lips, lips,
Once again, you're listening to Locals Only here on KXEI. Mr. Free and the Satellite Freak Out, recorded in Studio 2A. Thanks again, you guys, for coming down.
Yeah, it was our pleasure.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Now, in the year and a half, I don't know, it's still up for debate that you guys have been together. You've managed to get out on the road a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got
a little, a tad.
Yeah.
We've teetered on.
We've made great plans that have blown up in our face.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're really good at having things, you know, explode right in front of us. Actually, we're going to start doing that a little more, I think, investing in a lot of pyrotechnics. So
we're starting out slowly. But
are you going to do the pyrotechnics on the bus?
I'm thinking on top of the bus.
Okay.
And then
otherwise, it could be a nice, great white moment.
Right, yeah, I'm hoping. I'm hoping.
Weren't they all, though?
Yeah. Nice little all of our moments are sort of great white moments, in a way. I like it. At least in the bedroom.
What? I refer to the bus, but some folks who may have only seen you out in the clubs may not know what I'm talking about. So what is the bus?
All right, the bus, it's this...
it's a bus.
Yeah, it's a bus to begin with.
Standard Bluebird school bus.
Yeah, like a 68-seater.
Yeah, right? I think it's more like 58, but yeah, whatever.
Something like that. 58, 68.
58 rows? 58.
I'm going to say it's about 99 seats.
58 seats. So
that
58.
Seat two each.
That doesn't really matter.
No.
It does matter, though. How much room do you take up with all the band and the equipment?
There's 14 rows, 28.
It's a big bus.
It's as big as they come. It's black and orange.
It's 40 feet long.
Yeah.
So it's longer than my house and your guys' house.
Right.
And probably your house.
Yes. Yeah. It sort of...
Don't know about your house.
It's around... Yeah. What's your house like?
Yeah, it's longer than my house, too.
Can we park our bus at your house sometime because...
Homeowners Association. They wouldn't allow it.
Actually belong to
that's
that
why you live on the south side.
Association, Don. I can't get into this.
But yes.
So we bought this bus.
Yeah, we got this bus at...
Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter. You don't want to know. And I don't want to tell you, because then you'll go get a bus, and you'll start this thing, and you'll be... That, you know, that won't... You can't...
It's not like we didn't copy
both of us.
Other people.
So we got this bus, and, you know, we'll take it down to, like, 4th Avenue or outside of Congress, and then we ask to leave immediately afterwards. And we'll, you know, park it, fire up a generator, blast out some tunes, and,
draws a decent crowd.
Yeah, very decent crowd, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the only places you can smoke indoors in
Tucson.
That's true.
We are
quote
proud.
Unquote.
And as soon as it started happening, like, tons of bands just started asking us to play on it. And it's, like, started to be, like, this hot venue. And now that we're, like, about to get it, like, you know, up and running again, I, like, every day someone's like...
It's true.
Can we play on your bus? And I'm like,
some people.
I like how that they all approach us like, oh, we're ready to play on the bus whenever. Like,
right.
We all already have this deal worked out with every band.
Right.
Yeah.
But now we've converted it to run on vegetable oil, which is a cool thing. It's only run about 10 miles on veggie oil, but it's going to be up and kicking soon.
Okay.
Yeah. So it shows we love the environment like a lot. You know, we like fresh air, and we like trees, and we like not paying for gas.
Or just really cheap.
Yeah, because it's really awesome.
Well, I imagine too that if you head out on the road and a gig falls through, you can just gig on your bus, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And even if the gigs don't fall through, we plan on promoting for shows in the bus days before, and just it's really way more fun to play in that bus than anywhere else.
And we were like trying to get on some like bills for South by Southwest or whatever, and people were just like, "If you guys just play in the bus, you'll get way more like press or whatever."
Mm-hmm. And it definitely does draw attention just for being a bus. You don't need
if we park it. Like,
we don't
people
need any
just walk
talent. We've really
just
stopped
like,
focusing on songwriting.
So Ben, you mentioned South by Southwest. Did you guys do that this past year, or that's the plan for this coming year?
Yeah, that's the plan for this
coming year. We were attempting to get on like the Tucson sort of showcase.
It's kind of I don't know what the deal is.
But
with our buddy James,
I don't really care. We're gonna go and we're gonna bring the bus and we're gonna do our thing, and that's gonna be
And the way I hear it, like it goes, is just like they play these really like off the scene places, and like you just get random walker buyers, and we might as well just be like in the bus.
It's what we do best. So.
It's true.
It's true.
I think the renegade style is sort of what we do best.
Yeah. We feel very at home in that bus, and we play accordingly, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like rocking from people dancing and gets you going more. And
usually if you want us to see us do a really good show that everyone else is going to enjoy, just tell us not to do something. And then we'll get like moderately irritated. And like that one time at that one party, I don't know if I should be mentioning this, but it ended up getting like red tagged, and we weren't supposed to play, and then we locked everyone in the room.
We kind of
locked people in this room.
Because we were asked to play. They insisted on us coming down, and we're like, set all our stuff up.
Like, and no, you can't play. The cops are going to come.
We're like, all right.
We're like, no, we're playing.
We locked everyone
inside the house, and then played.
There's a couple important things I wanted to let folks know if they want more information about you. Satellitefreakout.net.
Yes.
And myspace.com/satellitefreakout.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I should note, you know, I don't know how often those are either of them are updated. I am sort of trying to work up the site to make it a little better. Sometimes I go in there, I'm like, I don't like this anymore.
But after the CD, I think we're going to start doing that thing where you pay like what you want for songs.
Yeah.
Like, do you like incorporate that program where so people can download the songs for whatever they want to pay for them?
And we'll try to put like little rare songs that we don't usually ever play, because we record a lot of weird little stuff that we could just put on there for fun that we don't ever play live,
right?
Which would be fun for the kids. Everybody likes things that you don't hear
a lot
normally.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That range from like 30 to 6 minutes long.
Kind of like this interview.
Kind of.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Ooh. So, ooh.
So speaking of playing live, shall we get to some more stuff in Studio 2A?
Sure.
All right. All Mr. Right. Free and the Satellite Freakout right here on Locals Only on KXCI.
Yeah.
marching on my way, cause I'm thinking about you. Pretty, 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 that's all out of my mind. And I'm feeling tough, I got a fever on the soul. And I'll tell you, watch out on your way, because I'm what? I got a fever on the soul. And I'll tell you, watch out on your way, because I'm in and out, say in and out. Wow! I'm on! 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 Ethan Hunt. Attila Hunt.
Oh, where's the day that I'm going to be the son of a See, I got this itch. Maybe you can scratch. You wanna take a shot, you better have the cash. I've been stretching all of my life. I've known someone you can't buy. Selling my body, selling my time. You get what you pay and I'm off to buy. I got a cold and lonely. Running your fingers through my hands. Looking for my big chocolate man. You've been living long, you count it. You've been on my, you get by. You've been living long, you count it. Louisiana woman, Mississippi man, we get together every time we can. Now I'm all cracked, my body's shot. Nothing you could want from a man like me. I'm selling my body 100 twos and 3s. Now you say that you love me, but you're nothing I can stand. Cause I want my own big chocolate man. You've been living long, you count it, come home. Don't pay no mind, you get my own. You've been living long, you count it, come home. Pay no mind, get my oh, oh, oh. Give me all your money, and money on you, I find is mine. Give me all your money, yeah, give it all to me. Say you know me by name, but I am Mr. Free, I say. Oh, there's a darling, she's sitting out. Saw it. Oh, some bodies, supple lips, and a twist of thunder lies.
Hey, Donnie.
It's a heartache, knowing love that can be beaten upon wives. Can ask for advice. Look around here, we're in bondage. I can see it is all right. We're taking moves, don't deceive me. We've got to bet all right. Look around here, we're in bondage. I can feel it in your thighs. Give me that moon I'm giving you and everything I told you to do, you're gonna do. You're gonna do, I'm gonna do, you're gonna do, I'm gonna do. Oh, oh, oh.
All right, once again, in case you just tuned in, well, if you just tuned in, you missed a fantastic performance so far from Mr. Free and the Satellite Freakout.
Hey.
Recorded live in Studio 2A here on Locals, only on KXCI. Before I forget, I want to thank Ginger Duran on the other side of the glass for doing a great job on the sound tonight. And if you stick around until 10 o'clock, Bob Girth is coming your way with The Hub. And next week on the live segment of Locals Only, we're going to feature some of the artists playing at the upcoming Reiner tribute show over at Club Congress.
Is that a Rob Reiner tribute show?
Rob Reiner.
Is that because I tried question? To get on that Rob Reiner bill? I sent them letters. I wrote them emails. I called them numerous times. I'm just like, listen, Mr. Free and Satellite Free, got to get on that Rob Reiner bill. And they never knew what I was talking about. But, you know, let me know how that goes because I am curious.
Why? What would you have done?
Oh, I don't know. It's a couple. Well, we'd have to do a couple meathead bits. And Miles does a brilliant Archie Bunker impression. I'm not going to have him do it right now. And when Ben used to live with us, I used to dress him up as Edith. And I would tell him to stifle it. And then I would do this other thing to him. But that's a different story altogether. So I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay. Absolutely. I've grown used to it. KXEI.org/locals only is our online archive where you can catch performances. If you happen to miss the entire performance tonight, then check it out. And
awesome.
Because this will definitely be more than an hour, then we'll have some rarities on there as well, I'm sure. Anyway, Mr. Free and the Satellite Freakout, yep. What are your plans next?
Well, I'm going to... We're going out of town.
I don't mean tonight.
Week.
I mean,
we're gonna go home. I'm probably not gonna bathe for a week. I'm gonna try to watch some more Battlestar Galactica because it's the best show ever. I know I love it. I love it. But we are doing the great cover up.
Oh yeah,
as Queen under over much deliberation.
Yeah, it took a lot of
do the makeup. But
it took a lot of Nick.
I had to convince these guys
drugging
Queen,
us and convincing us that was right. A good idea. And but then he sold me on Flash Gordon.
He really turned us around.
Yeah.
I wish you could say to the audience right now what makes Flash Gordon so special when we do it, but I don't think the
FCC
would let you.
Oh, I can't. You'll have to, yeah.
They so that's something to go for.
Yeah, you should really check out. I have no idea where it is or when it is, but
it's
I will.
Like, isn't it like the 5th or 6th of December?
I don't know.
It's the first weekend in December.
Yeah. Something like that.
At Club Congress.
Is it? So yeah, we're doing some Queen. It's going to be, you know, a Mr. Freestyle Queen. It's not... I mean, it's going to be...
We actually have no idea yet, but that's what we're...
Well, Nick and I have actually been working on it.
Yeah, we worked on it a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
I know we're left out of this stuff.
Ben and Miles excluded from the whole creative
process.
Well,
we got together...
No, this is the first time Dimitri and I ever really...
Told them about it.
Have seen each other.
This is true. I've actually... I'm still
outside of
new to Nick and everything.
I'm getting used to Dimitri as well.
Yeah.
You know, we were born a few days apart from each other.
That's true. We're actually going to throw a joint birthday party, and everyone listening is welcome.
Yeah. It's a good thing we don't have a location yet.
Unless. Yeah, that's good. That's exactly. That's why everyone's invited. Be sure to get there.
10 o'clock, sharp.
If you're not there, I'm going to be mad.
I'll be there.
So tell me,
your shoulder, darling.
Tell me about the creative process for this band. Is it a collaborative effort, or is there a main songwriter?
I'd say it's Miles.
Yeah, Miles.
Really?
Yeah.
Jerk.
Well, sure. Well, I mean, yeah. Like, we all... I don't think we give each other enough credit, to be honest.
Like what to do.
Yeah.
It normally starts out where I have an idea or I map out a song.
Right. Yeah, more recently,
and
yeah,
we just
and then sometimes.
But also, like the older
we pretty much
like,
just. Yeah. I will play them the song. I will play it again and again, and they will slowly just
figure
fill in all the spaces,
doing,
and
yeah.
It'll work out.
Yeah, and then sometimes there'll be a space, and I'll just. Put in a progression from a band that I used to be in or something. Right?
Yeah, we're lazy. You know, we don't really like to come up with new
ideas. But, like,
ideas.
A lot of the older stuff was sort of written different. Like, I would say, like, Child Proof, which is one of, like, the earliest Mr. Free songs, was sort of...
See, that's what most people probably don't know. Well, actually, a lot of people do, but...
Yes, a lot of people do, but a lot of people don't.
Some of our songs are at least, like...
Two, three?
Predate this incarnation
no, that's
of the band
like 5
by...
years ago.
Yeah, maybe 5
no
years.
No way.
Yeah, no, probably.
Yeah, it's about 5 years ago.
You weren't in that part of the band.
But well, it's not like I wasn't, like, right there.
He knows. He was kind of there.
Playing in
they're
bands.
Old, and I think you can probably you can probably tell by listening to the songs which ones are the older songs.
Right.
They're
yeah.
Fairly...
It's true.
But I feel like, you know, like, a lot of bands, like, have short sets or whatever...
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like ending our sets with Child Proof really want like leaves people wanting more. And I feel
you're
like
always saying that. I
feel
know.
Like it's like the catch. Like it's,
no, I
it's
agree
like,
with Ben.
Don't you think?
No, it's a great one. Everyone, it's got that chant at the end.
Yeah,
people love
the
that. Stuff.
And then it's like over, and then people.
I love it too.
Oh man, I'm ready for more.
But you know that song was sort of inspired by the whole idea of the Mr. Free world and
the
persona.
Whole persona,
and you know. The we were in a very poppy high school band.
Yes.
And, you know, they were, you know, lyrically were very, lyrically, you know, it was still, you know, kind of dark, but sounded very poppy. But we were
what
like,
do you mean kind of dark? That
well, you
was
know,
like...
there were some dark things.
Okay,
we were all going through dark times. 17 was a rough age, but we decided, all right, let's just make this song just like this incredible, sort of like rock and roll, dirty, like filthy song, and that'll be great.
Your live show for any listeners who may not have seen it yet is how shall I put it? Uncomfortable for some. But before
that's a good way to put it.
I had seen you, one of my buddies saw you and said that it was uncomfortable. And it was one of those legendary shows
that's
where
so
you
excellent.
Literally birthed an egg.
Oh yeah.
So the egg is coming up.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And since then I've heard you know, from several different sources that was quite the spectacle. So
it was. It happened it only happened twice. One was at 36 Chambers. And
I mean,
only men
twice. Don't normally produce eggs on their own naturally. Yeah. And Dimitri is a rare case.
It's true. It's
happened twice.
Yeah, it's only happened twice. I mean, I am a human being. I'm not supposed to be producing eggs.
And he's
just
a male.
To be, it's all very curious to me, in fact. But yeah, and it also happened at the
great timing,
the first Club Congress show that we did. The first and was temporarily the last.
Well, and I know too that Plush put some more stringent requirements on what you can do with your live shows after your first show there as well.
That's true. Apparently there
it was
is
actually
like,
after our second show.
Oh,
yeah, there
it?
Is a,
okay.
an official list now, but before there was actually a hearsay sort of list that I heard through the grapevine, and it was everything's fine, you know, it was all great, it was a good time, but if you could just maybe, I don't know, if people like hand you their drink, could you just not drink it?
Especially if they pour it in your mouth, just spit
I'm just
out.
Like, what? Really? That's it? That's what I can't do? And, I mean, I think that's, you know, I mean, that's kind of my, I mean, I wouldn't say it's my shtick, but, I mean, who doesn't love a free drink?
I think they'd be happy about that. People
and
going
buy
through drinks
drink
faster. Exactly.
Right. And last time we played there, I like ran up like a $70 tab. I was just buying audience members drinks left and right. And you were fortunate enough to see me after that show. That was interesting. That was an interesting night. It was a fun morning.
But yeah.
So enlighten us, Ben.
All right, I got the official list right here.
List. All right.
Things we weren't supposed to do last
night.
Yeah, here, you check it out.
So I haven't seen
things we're not supposed to do.
Do you want me to read it out to you?
Why don't you guys pass it down, read one, like a top 10 sort of list.
I'll just pass it one.
Okay, okay, okay.
Now, I have not heard any of this before, so.
This is the one. I mean, the first one is really like.
Well, why don't you.
All right, here we go. All right. Under no circumstance will any band members take off any shirts or pants.
What?
That is ridiculous.
Pants
right.
too?
No shirts or pants.
All right, well.
Even if we have like another like set of full clothing underneath.
So, yeah.
But
wait,
so
they
many...
actually specify
yes,
even
they...
if?
Well, yeah. No band under no circumstances. They will cut the show in the middle.
I'd like
middle.
To see that.
Yeah, I'd like
right,
to see that.
They'll pull the plug. He's going to have his hand like on the power cord. That whole
we
show.
We should bring the generator and have a cord running outside.
That is a great idea.
I agree.
Okay.
Well, all right. So you pass that down. Let me respond to that. Yeah, I'm going to choose to ignore that. that's absurd. They, you know, ask us there for a reason. They know what our act is.
And so many other bands do that, like,
yeah,
sort of thing. Like,
not even
and...
just a shirt. That's ridiculous. And I mean, maybe I would agree to go in just jeans. I wouldn't take anything else.
Can he start
but this,
out
but this next this next one saying. Is this next one is ridiculous. Like they so they start out with that, but then like this next one.
Ridiculous.
Well, you know, in the event that you did take off your pants, Dimitri, the consequent no glimpses of genitalia will be tolerated.
Oh,
even a glimpse,
not even a tiny little glimpse.
It's not going to be tolerated.
Not even just a little peek.
No, not nothing.
You alright, Ben? Even the tiniest little.
So, what do you think about no glimpses of genitalia being tolerated?
Well, I'll tell you what I. Well, yeah, they accused me actually last time of doing that, but I wore a very tight Speedo shorts that in no way could any of my genitalia get out. They're very tight.
despite your best attempts.
Right, despite my attempts, and, you know, that could not have happened the last time, and that I can say that will not happen this time either. So that one I will follow because, yeah, that's fair. I mean, you know, health code and all that stuff, and people, you know, like you said, it's uncomfortable enough. And I'm willing to agree to that one. That's fine.
What's next, Miles?
Number three is stay off tables / bar.
Okay.
That's...
Maybe.
You know, I worry about you when you're up there.
Yeah, I've got a really great balance.
Well, let's... All right, so it's happened already. We're here. It's happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How did that show go?
How did it go?
Oh, how did that
what,
show...
What really happened?
I'll tell you exactly what happened. Series of events. We showed up. I was inside a giant egg-shaped pod that burst out as soon as Miles started ripping it up on guitar, and it leaked goo all over the floor. I was naked to begin with. Genitals were exposed right off the bat. But
there was
then,
like a Jumbotron image of
yeah,
it
but I had these fire shooters in my hand. I blinded all the security and the sound guy with them. I shot him right in the eye. We rocked really hard. I stayed naked. I slid all over the bar, all over the table. I drank everyone's drink, vomited.
Wait, which show are you talking about?
Slipped in. I'm talking about the plus show we just did. Remember?
It sounds a lot like the show we did in L.A.
It actually really does sound a lot like the show we did in L.A. That show where they had the half pipe and as the stage. That sounds almost exactly like that show.
Oh, you know, and the last one you're supposed to leave all confetti at home.
Leave it at home.
Leave it all at home. Well,
so you're going to replace the confetti with goop.
I'll tell you this.
And slime.
Right.
Like, that's going to be easier to
clean
up.
Well, sum up real fast what happened. So by the time they were unblinded, I got fully dressed and the show went off without a hitch. Well, luckily for them, though, I am pretty much out of confetti because I can only find the confetti that I like in one place, and that is the
it's the Walgreens.
The Walgreens,
back in LA, right?
Yeah, the Walgreens in Los Angeles, across the street from the House of Spirits. It's a dollar for like four or something. And
what if we have funfetti?
Maybe they're a dollar each, but yeah. There's a lot of confetti.
It is some awesome confetti, I can tell you this. And I'm out. I'm out. So I'm gonna have to think of something else, Plush.
I think the goo is a pretty good.
The goo is nice, but the show went great. We didn't do any of those things, and we did all of those things.
And we
love
Plush, really.
And we really do. We do love Plush. The sound is excellent. I'd say it's second best sound in town.
Well, now first best because
after the bus.
All right,
because Solar Culture is gone.
That's true. Is Solar Culture now gone?
Pretty much.
May it rest in peace. Solar Culture was the best.
With that. Will you guys play us up to the top of the hour?
Of course.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll play you up till tomorrow's top.
I'm not going to do it.
No. Yeah, all right.
Well, Miles isn't going to do it. I'm out. I'm just going to walk right out of here. I'm going to go in that room with Ginger. I'm going to take that CD out. I'm going to take it. I'm going to smash it on the floor. I'm going to put it inside me and take it down to Plush. Put it out. Be like, here. This was
release.
This is the past. Now in the future. And take this. Here's your CD release. Take that. I'll teach you to do me a favor and buck us here. Take this. Who knows what happened about that show? I have no idea. Don't even remember it. Just like the last Plus show.
All right, fine. We'll play you out. We'll do that.
Okay.
Let's play you out the rest of the night.
Mr. Free and the Satellite Freak Out. Right, you're on Locals Only, Studio 2A, KXCI. Thank you.